Today, I've decided to name this series Biblical Sex Education.
我就決定將呢個題目咧稱為聖經嘅性教育。
I wanted to call this series Biblical Sex Education because what we have been learning here is drastically different from what our children are taught at school.
我稱呢個系列為聖經嘅性教育咧，原因係我呢度所教嘅同大家喺學校所聽到嘅性教育咧係截然不同。
What we learned from the Bible in the last 1 year is nothing else but purity.
過去一年我哋學嘅聖經咧係純正嘅聖。
Sound wholesome teaching.
係純潔嘅教導。
Some of you have told me that you have benefited from the lessons.
當中有啲同我講咧，你覺得呢一個系列好有益處。
Today.To you who are unmarried, I wish you a very happy future.
假如你仲未结婚嘅话，我希望你有一个幸福嘅未来。
To you who will get married, I wish you a good marriage, a good family.
假如你系准备结婚、想结婚嘅咧，我希望你将来咧都有一个美满嘅婚姻。
To those of you who are already married, I wish you have found comfort and hope in the Bible.
假如你已经结咗婚嘅。我希望你从圣经嗰度已经得到一啲安慰同埋希望。
Today I want to state from the beginning that sex can be good, but sex is not the focus of the Bible.
一开始咧，我今日想讲嘅咧就系性爱系好嘅，但系性爱并唔系圣经嘅一个重点。
And sex should not become the focus of your life.
所以性爱咧，亦都唔应该成为你人生嘅一个焦点。
I have the privilege of studying the Bible for over 30-40 years.
過去我有機會咧係讀聖經讀咗超過三十幾。
I do not see the topic of sex occupying a central position in the Bible.
我從來喺聖經咧都揾唔到性愛呢個題目咧係聖經嘅一個重點。
Not even marriage occupies a central place in the Bible.
即使是婚姻都不是占圣经的一个重点。
The focus of the Bible lies in something else.
圣经的重点是其他事情上。
But look at the people and the society around us.
但你看看这个世界和社会。
To what extent has sex and sexual perversion occupied central stage?
在现今的社会，性爱是已经占了几大的部分。
This only indicates.How humanity has degraded to a low level.
顯示緊咧，其實人類咧已經向下滑跌。
To a very low extent.
已經去到低點啦，嗰個道。
By contrast, the words of the Bible are very noble. Yes, indeed, heavenly.
而一個對比咧，就係聖經係非常嘅高尚，係屬天嘅。
Let me say to the pure, sex is pure.
對於啲純潔嘅人嚟講咧，性愛係純潔嘅。
The Bible's view on sex is positive.
聖經對性愛咧係正面嘅。
Sex is not bad.
性愛唔係壞事。
Even so, sex never occupies central stage in the Bible.
雖然如此咧，性愛喺聖經裏邊咧並不是一個重點。
Let me begin by turning to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 30.
請大家翻去箴言31章。箴言31章30节
Chapter 31 and verse 30 Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain but a woman who fears Yahweh she shall be praised
30节艳丽是虚假的美容是虚浮的为敬畏Yahweh的妇女必得称赞
External charm can lie
外在的艳丽是骗人的
But a womanWho fears Yahweh, this person should be praised.
但一个敬畏耶和华的妇女，这个人是值得称赞。
I should say the same apply to men.
我应该讲咧，同样道理咧，男士都是一样。
Outward handsomeness can lie.
一个外在的英俊咧是虚假的。
But the man who has the fear for Yahweh, that man should be respected.
但是敬畏耶和華的男士呢，這個人呢，是值得去尊重。
I want you to keep these words in your mind as we continue.
我希望大家先記住這段聖經，我就繼續講下去。
Let us turn a few pages forward to the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 2.
我們翻多後面少少幾頁呢，去到雅歌 雅歌。
Chapter 1 verse 2. May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
雅歌第一章第二节。雅歌第一章第二节。愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
The Song of Solomon is about the story between a young king and his bride.
雅歌呢卷书咧所描绘紧嘅咧系一个好年轻嘅皇帝同佢嘅未婚妻。
Talking about their romantic love just before their wedding.
呢度系讲紧呢个皇帝同佢嘅准新娘之间嘅爱情。
If you want to learn about the Bible's attitude towards sex,This book is where you should read.
假如你想去明白聖經對性愛、婚姻觀呢，你就應該要睇下雅歌。
The girl says, "May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth."
呢個女仔就話：願他用口與我親嘴。
There is no shame for a girl to desire the kisses of his bridegroom.
如果一個準新娘佢好想得到佢嘅準新郎。佢嘅親吻咧，呢個並唔係一件羞恥嘅事
咧。It's something good, something pure.
其實係一啲好嘅事，好純潔嘅事。
The next line says, "For your love is better than wine."
第二句咧就話，因你嘅愛情比酒更美。
I checked the word love in the original Hebrew.
咁我查下愛呢個字嘅原文希伯來文。
I found the word love actually means making love.
我發覺愛情呢個字咧原文咧，其實就係講緊做愛。
So it should be translated boldly in this way.
所以應該大膽地去翻譯。
May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for making love with you is better than wine.
不應該話願他用口與我親嘴，因與你做愛比酒更美。
This is the way, the pure way that a young girl expresses her sexual desire, her love for her bridegroom.
呢個就係一個少女，佢好純潔咁樣去表達緊佢對佢嘅準新郎嘅愛情。
I said this book is written in poetry.
我話咧呢一本書咧，其實係一首詩嚟嘅。
If only you know how to understand poetic language.
如果你懂得去欣賞詩詞咧
，You will see in many places in this book.Writings about love making and the purity of marital love.
你就會留意得到整卷書描寫緊性愛嗰種純潔啦，同埋婚姻嘅純潔。
Let's turn to chapter 7 and verse 6.
我哋翻去第七章第六節後兩頁啦。
Chapter 7 of the same book and verse 6.
第七章第六節。
How beautiful and how delightful you are, O my love, with all your charms.
我所愛的，你何其美好，何其可悅，使人歡暢喜樂。
In my English Bible, the last word is all your charms. The word charms, at least in English, is the same word when we read Proverbs 31:30. Charm can be deceptive.
咁呢個可悅咧，或者喜樂啦，呢個字咧，其實就係剛才我哋讀嘅箴言31:30嗰度講嘅。
So anyway, the bridegroom is speaking here that his bride is so beautiful and so charming.
无论如何，这个新郎呢，就在描写着他的准新娘。
Well, let us read on from verse 10 to verse 12.
我们继续看第十至到十二节。
I ask Olive to read in Chinese, please.
第十节，我属我的良人，他也恋慕我，我的良人来吧。你我可以往田间去，你我可以在村庄住宿。我们早晨起来往葡萄园去，看看葡萄发芽开花没有，石榴放蕊没有。我在哪里要将我的爱情给你
？As you can see from the headlines of your Bible, the last two chapters, 7 and 8, have come to a point where this young couple have just gotten married.
咁咧，其實嚟到第七章、第六、第七章結尾咧，我哋就已經知道呢一對男女已經結咗婚。
And then here in verse 10, we hear the young girl speaking again.
而喺第十節咧，這個剛剛結婚嘅新娘咧就講啦
：I am my beloved's. I belong to him.
佢話：我屬我嘅良人啊。
And his desire, his whole heart is for me.
而佢咧就戀慕我。
I belong to him, and he is totally mine.
我係屬於佢，而佢係完全屬於我。
And then the young girl says, "Come, come, my beloved, let us go into the countryside."
咁而對到十一節咧，新娘咧就話：，哎呀，我個良人啊，我哋去田間吧。
What do the young couple want to do in the countryside?
咁去到田間做乜嘢咧？
Let us rise early to see whether the vine has budded, whether the flowers have blossomed.
十二節，我哋早晨起來就去睇下葡萄園開咗花未有。
I remind you, you're reading poetry.
我提醒大家咧，你哋睇緊詩詞啊。
The young couple do not really want to go to the countryside to look at trees.
呢一對夫妻咧，並唔係去田間咧，真係淨係想去睇葡萄樹。
In poetic language, it is telling us the young couple are very happy being together.
呢個詩詞咧，只係想，無非係想表達緊呢一對男女咧係非常幸福啊，覺得。
They're in an extremely happy mood.
佢哋係極度嘅幸福。
And then the last line of verse 12 says, "There, I will give you my love."
喺十二節嘅最尾一句就係講到。我在哪里要将我的爱情给你。
Again, this word love in Hebrew, dod or dodim, means making love.
同样，爱情的原文希伯来文呢，意思就即系与你做爱咁解。
I'm just showing you from the Bible, right in the middle of the Bible, how the Bible views sex in a very positive way.
我就想向大家示范一下，圣经对性观呢系非常正面嘅。
It's very, very good.
是非常好的。
As long as it is pure between husband and wife.
只要咧系夫妻之间嘅性爱，咁就系纯洁啦。
But then, didn't the words in Proverbs just say that charm can deceive?
嗱，但系刚才我哋睇嘅箴言唔系讲到艳丽系虚假咩？
Then why is the Song of Solomon talking about beauty and charm?
但系点解雅歌又喺度重复喺度讲美丽啊、吸引力啊咁？
The answer is, the whole book of Song of Solomon is a symbol of the relationship between Yahweh and his people.
原因是雅歌呢整本书咧，其实想讲嘅系亚非神同佢嘅人民之间嘅嗰种爱情嘅关系。
And in the first instance, it is a symbol of love between Yahweh and the nation of Israel.
象徵緊耶和神同以色列人嗰種嘅愛情嘅關係。
Let me just show you a place to prove this important point.
咁讓我翻開一段聖經咧嚟到證明呢一點。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 5.
我哋向後翻咧少少咧，就去到以賽亞書。
Chapter 54 and verse 5.
以賽亞書五十四章第五節。
Here we hear.God Yahweh speaking to Israel.
呢度咧，我哋睇到耶和神系向以色列人讲话。
Your husband is your Maker, whose name is Yahweh of hosts, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who is called the God of all the earth.
第五节嗰度就话，因为做你的是你的丈夫，万军之耶和是他的名，救赎你的。是以色列的圣者，他必称为全地之神。
So here we see marriage is a symbol of love between Yahweh and his people.
咁呢度我哋睇到婚姻咧，系耶和华神同埋佢嘅子民之间纯洁嘅爱情。
So although marriage can be something good, it is not the focus of the Bible.
虽然婚姻本身系好事。但它并不是圣经的一个重点。
And what is the focus of the Bible then?
咁如果唔系，咁圣经嘅重点又系乜嘢咧
？Today I want to show you from the Bible that it is Yahweh's plan to create a new mankind.
今日我想同大家讲嘅咧就系圣经嘅重点就系Yahweh嘅计划，佢想创造新人类。
Let us turn to Isaiah.This time to chapter 65, verses 17 and 18.
我哋向后翻几页，就以赛亚书六十五章。
First 17 and 18 of chapter 65.
六十五章十七至十八节。
Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind.But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. Behold, I create Jerusalem for rejoicing and her people for gladness.
17节，看啊，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。你们当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐，因我造耶路撒冷为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐。
What the words you're reading here is the very focus of the entire Bible.
你呢度睇到嘅经文咧，就系圣经嘅重点。
If you want to know what Christianity is all about,
假如你想知道基督教系咩一回事
，If you want to know what the Bible is all about,
假如你想知咁厚厚嘅圣经佢嘅重点系乜
？That the focus of the whole Bible is Yahweh's plan to create a brand new mankind.
圣经嘅中心嘅重点就系神嘅计划系要创造一个新人类。
His plan is not just to create a new mankind, but that's only the phase one of the project.
神的计划呢并不只是创造新人类，这个是他的计划的第一步。
When a new mankind appears, he will go on to phase two of his project.
当有创造了新人类之后，他会去到这个工程的第二期。
He will go on to create a brand new universe.
他会继续呢去创造一个全新的宇宙。
We see the word I 2-3 times in these two verses.
在这两节圣经里面，我们看到我这个字有两三次。
Yahweh says, I am creating this. I am carrying out this project.
Yahweh 神说，我做新天新地，我要进行这个计划。
It is Yahweh, the maker of the universe, who says, I am creating something new.
是 Yahweh, 这个宇宙的创造主，他说我要做新天新地。
In verse 18, it says, For this reason, be happy, rejoice forever in what I am doing.
为了这个缘故，亚维神在这里说，你们要欢喜快乐，要欢喜为到我要做的事，你们要欢喜快乐。
Let us turn to verse 24 and 25 in the same chapter.
我们望下去几节，24节和25节。
To look at some details of this grand plan.
去睇下呢一個大工程嘅一啲細節。
I trouble Olive to read in Chinese, please.
24、25節，他們尚未求告，我就應允；正說話的時候，我就垂聽。豺狼必與羊羔同食，獅子必吃草與牛一樣，塵土必作蛇的食物。在我聖山的遍處，這一切都不傷人，不害物。這是耶和華說的。
Here we see two verses, 24 and 25.
这里我们看到两节圣经，24、25节。
24 describes a new relationship between God Yahweh and people.
第24节描写耶和华神和他的人民的一个新的关系。
The new mankind.
是新人类。
25 describes the relationship between fellow men.
25节就描写紧呢个新人类里边人同人之间嘅关系。
The relationship between Yahweh God and His people will become so harmonious that before His children finishes their prayer, Yahweh will answer them.
Yahweh 神同人民嘅关系系和谐到一个地步咧，人民还未开口去求告嘅时候，神已经应允。
25 says.No one will hurt another person on that day.
25節就告訴我們，在這個新人類的群體裡面，人和人之間的關係和諧到一個地步，是大家都不會彼此傷害的。
All the different animals mentioned in 25 are symbols of different characters of human beings.
25節所寫的一些動物，其實都是象徵著不同的人他們的性情。
People in the past who could not get along will become harmonious.
以往人同人之间边一个唔能够相处合得嚟嘅咧，现在可以合得嚟。
People who used to hurt others will become harmless.
而一啲惯常去伤害人嘅人咧，现在咧佢就唔会咁做。
And then the last line of 25 sums it all up.
而最后一节。就总结咗啦。
They shall do no evil or harm in all my holy mountain.
在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。
Who says this?
边个讲呢番说话呢
？Says Yahweh.
这是亚伯说的。
Let us go on with our Bible study, and this time turn backward to chapter 11, verses 6 to 9.
我哋继续研经，咁啊翻前少少几页，以赛亚书十一章。
Chapter 11, verses 6 to 9.
以赛亚书十一章，由第六节至到第九节。十一章第六节至第九节，豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在辣蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴上，在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
Again, all the different animals are symbols of different characters of people.
同样道理呢，这里讲的不同的动物呢，都是象征着不同人的性情。
Within the new mankind on that day, there will be harmony.
在这个新人类的人群体里面呢，在当日呢，就会有和谐。
Different people will get along very well.
不同的人全部都合得来。
And the reason is given in verse 9.
原因呢，就在第九节讲了。
They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain.
在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人不害物。
But this is only a repeat of chapter 65.
呢度就重复我哋头先睇到嘅四十五章。
But what the next line says is something extra, something new.
跟住嗰一节咧就系额外噶啦。
The second half of verse 9 says, "Because the earth will be full of the knowledge of Yahweh as the waters cover the sea."
第九节嘅下半句咧就话。因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。
The explanation why people on that day will be harmonious is because people will know Yahweh.
点解当日啊人同人之间系可以咁和谐呢？原因系因为人认识耶和
华。And people's knowledge of Yahweh will be so pervasive, it is like water covering the seas.
而认识亚非的知识呢，是丰满到一个程度呢，好像洋海一样地充满了遍地。
The whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of Yahweh.
是全地都充满着对亚非神的知识。
So the world on that day will be very different from the one today.
所以当日的地上的情景呢，跟今日呢是非常截然不同的。
Surely this is a grandest project that human beings have ever known.
这个看来都是人类历史当中最伟大的一个工程。
It is a project initiated and activated and carried on by Yahweh himself.
而这个工程是Yahweh神自己亲自去发起，亲自去做。
Lastly, we need to read verse 1 to verse 4 to get to know some more important details.
那我们要知道更多重要的细节，我们必须要回到第一节那里开始看。
But because of the limitation of time, we will not read this passage.
因为时间的关系，我们就不会在这里读。
In verse 1 to verse 4 of the same chapter, we are told of a human figure.
在第十一章的第一节开始至到第四节，那里告诉我们一个人物。
This man is one that Yahweh chose from among the Jews.
这个人呢，就是Yahweh神在犹太人当中亲自选拔的。
In verse 1, this man is described as a shoot from a tree or a branch from a tree.
在第一节呢，这个人呢，被描写为一个枝子或者一个嫩枝。
And then in verse 2, we are told that Yahweh has given his own spirit to this person.
而第二节咧，嗰度就讲耶和神系将佢自己灵啊，就赐咗俾呢一个人。
Because Yahweh God will have given His own spirit to this man, He became a very, very good man.
因為耶和華神將自己嘅靈賜咗俾呢個人，因此呢個人咧變得非常嘅好。
The best thing about this man is that he knew how to fear Yahweh.
呢個人最好嘅一面咧，就係佢懂得去敬畏神。
This we see at the end of verse 2.
我哋就第二節最尾一句就睇到啦。
And verse 3.
还有第三节都睇到。
This man will delight in the fear of Yahweh.
呢个人系以敬畏神为乐嘅。
Remember, earlier on today we learned from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31 and verse 30.
一开始咧，我哋就读咗箴言嘅31:30.
There we are told, charm can lie, but the woman who fears Yahweh should be praised.
嗰度咧就话艳丽系虚假嘅。但是一个敬畏耶和华神的妇女呢是必得到称赞。
I said the same should apply to men.
同样道理男人都是一样。
Any person who learns to fear God should be respected.
任何一个人去懂得敬畏神的呢去值得去称赞。
Because such a person, Yahweh can use.
因为这一种人呢耶和华神是可以使用。
And that's because such a person can become an example.For all mankind.
因为这一种人是能够成为其他人的一个模范。
And the New Testament teaches us that this chosen person is Jesus our Lord.
而新的圣经就告诉我们，这一个被选拔的人就是耶稣。
Those who believe in Jesus' message and obey him, Yahweh will give his spirit also.
所有听从了耶稣的教训和去遵守的人呢耶和神的灵都会赐给他们。
And such people would become members of Yahweh's new mankind.
这一类人就会成为耶和神的新人类当中的一个成员。
Such people can also become an example for others to follow.
而这一类人都会成为其他另外别的人的模范。
As they gradually become more and more like Jesus' character.
当他们越来越似耶稣的性情的时候。
Especially,In the area of the fear for Yahweh,
尤其是咧系敬畏神呢一方面。
So you can imagine why people on that day will not hurt one another.
所以你因此就能够明白啦，点解到嗰日咧，人同人之间系唔会彼此伤害。
The key factor is that people will learn to fear Yahweh.
个关键嘅原因咧，就系人已经学懂咗去敬畏耶和神。
A new mankind is precisely what Yahweh.Is doing, is creating in this church.
在这个教会里面就正正是耶和神做着一个工程去创造新的人类。
Wife and I have come back to Liverpool for only just 2 years.
我们两夫妻呢就来回到利物浦两年的时间。
Especially for those of you who have been in closer contact with us, you would agree with me.
尤其是如果你是跟我们有多些紧密的接触的时候你相信你都会同意。
I mean, our church is not great in number at this point of time.
我们的教会在短时间里面人数不是很多。
There are some of us who see each other less frequently.
我们当中呢就有些人彼此见面是少一点。
But there are some of us who have been in touch with one another in a very close way.
但我们当中有几个彼此联络又紧密一点。
Don't you agree that we see it happening all the time?
大家同唔同意咧？我哋系见证紧呢个工程发生紧。
Think about it.
大家细心想一想。
When we come together, we do feel very happy, don't we?
当我哋聚集嘅时候，我哋咪都觉得好快乐咧。
Think about it.
大家细心想想。
Is there an explanation about our happiness?
我哋开心有冇原因嘅咧
？Look around you.
我哋周围望下大家。
This small church,
这个小小的教会,
is composed of old and young.
是有老有嫩。
If you go to a church and you feel happy because there are all young people and you're a young person, I can understand.
如果你去到一间教会，那里真的充满年轻人，那你自己有年轻人，那你开心，那我都能够明白。
If you're a young IT person, you go to a church full of IT professionals and you feel happy, I can understand.
假如你是一个电脑科技资讯人才你去到一间教会那里都充满这一类的人才那你很啱 key 那你就开心。
Why are we so happy when this small church is composed of old and young?
但是这个小的教会有老有嫩但我们都开心的话呢
Not just the younger ones are happy among themselves, but we are happy together.
唔係啲年青嘅自己走埋一齊咧開心，而係我哋整體一齊開心。
Our most mature member is 80 years old.
我哋最老嘅咧就係80歲啦。
And each of us loves her, don't we?
我哋每一個都愛佢啊，我係咪？
Nobody thinks, hey, she's too old.
沒人嫌她說她太老了。
No, to the contrary.
不是的。
Just as a Chinese idiom goes.
正如我們中國一句諺語，
家有一老，生有一寶。
家有一老，如有一寶。
She's important in this family.
她在這個家庭裡面是重要的。
We are happy together, old and young.
我們老亂聚集都很快。
Men and women.Different backgrounds.
男女有不同的背景。
Teens and little children.
有少年人，有小孩子。
Oh, how we love our children.
我们是多么爱我们的小孩子。
It seems that we have forgotten the differences between families.
似乎呢，我们都忘记了我们之间有不同。
Your children are our children.
你的儿女就好像我的儿女一样。
Without saying it, we all know it.
我哋唔使講出口聲講嘅，我哋心照。
We have become a family.
我哋成為咗一家人。
So never look down upon the small number at this stage.
所以我哋千祈唔好喺呢個階段咧睇小我哋人數少。
Think about the quality of the human relationship in this church.
想想人同人之間嘅關係嗰種嘅質素，嗰種質量。
Compare with other human relationships that you have known of elsewhere.
比較一下你在外面你所知道的人和人之間的關係。
I'm telling you as a servant of God, a pastor.
我以牧者的身份跟大家說，
This small church has given me a lot of joy.
這個小教會給了我很大的恩惠。
It encourages me to carry on.
它鼓勵我繼續去前進。
But Yahweh is doing something sweet and beautiful here.
而是亚维神，他在这里正在做一些很美善、很甜的事。
Maybe many of us, if not all, have found comfort in this small church.
在这个小教会里面，可能我们大部分人都找到安慰。
Slowly, you might have found hope in your hearts.
可能慢慢你会找到希望。
Some of us have been wounded in our past.
在过去呢，我们当中有人是曾经受伤。
Because of the different kinds of wound, maybe you deep down have become pessimistic.
因为过去不同的创伤，可能在你的内心深处你是很悲观的一个人。
But if I'm not mistaken, the wounds are being healed.
但如果我没搞错的话，这些的创伤是一直被医治着。
We are beginning to see hope.
我们开始看到希望。
There is joy in the church.
在这个教会里面有快乐。
We are not perfect.
我们不是完美的。
Oh, we haven't forgotten about our weaknesses.
我们没有忘记自己有软弱。
We are not yet perfect.
我们不是完美。
We are not all the same.
我们个个都不一样。
Some of us are less mature and weaker.
我们当中有一些是没有那么成熟，是软弱的。
Others are more mature and more advanced.
有些又更成熟，或者进步一些。
But together,We are a new creation in the making.
但我们整体来说，都是亚维神创造工程。
This then is my last lesson on biblical sex education.
这一堂就是我最后一次讲到圣经的性教育。
Do you understand what you have been learning?
一路以来你明明白你听着的道理呢？
Let me summarize for you at least about this lesson.
那我就让我去总结一下这个题目。
Although sexual perversion and sexual temptation occupies center stage in society,
虽然在这个社会当中，这个性的扭曲，还有性的诱惑，是占了这个社会很大的部分。
But sex is not the focus of the Bible.
但是性爱本身并不是圣经的一个重点。
And sex, not even marriage, should become the focus of your life.
所以性爱啊，甚至婚姻咧，都唔应该系人生嘅一个焦点嚟噶。
The focus of the whole Bible is Yahweh's project to create a new mankind.
圣经嘅一个焦点，其实就系关乎到Yahweh神呢个创造嘅工程。
And in the weeks and months to come, I want to tell you much more details about this plan.
在嚟緊嘅日子咧，我希望同大家講得更加詳細個耶和華神嘅創造工程。
And as we study together, you will hear the voice of Yahweh calling you, inviting you to take part in this grand plan。
喺我一路跟住以後會講落去嘅時候咧，大家亦都會聽到神係向你呼召，要你參與參加呢一個創造嘅新人類嘅工程。
Let us press on then to know Yahweh.And our Lord Jesus, whom He sent.
我哋一齐嚟追求，继续去追求神同埋耶稣，去认识。
Let us ask Olive to lead us in a concluding prayer.
咁我哋一齐祈祷。